Welcome to Wolf Den's Super Saturday set. Is it Super Kings?
It certainly is Super. We've got Sydney and Melbourne, both barrels firing at full steam. So, yeah great racing. I'm ready to get into it.
A few Australian horses over in New Zealand as well. So, the whole Tasman is covered. Let's get into it. Let's welcome in Fizz. How are you, mate?
Morning, lads.
Ready,
how are you?
Ready to do a battle? Last week was all right overall. There's a few winners between amongst us.
Yeah, Kings was on fire and I was potting one that he got home, which was good.
You going to pot another, any of his today?
Probably, and he'll probably get it home again. So be a bit of fun, mate. We're all in here having a laugh and doing our best.
Absolutely. Let's move to the feature racing. So we've got three feature races from Flemington. We'll start with the big one, the All-Star Mile for 2025. Let's get them up on the screen. It's a pretty select little field. I love it. You got Mr. Brightside, another wheel going at it again. And then you got some very competent horses, Tom Kitt and the Tissue.
You got a little bit of pace in this race with Rise and Dawn and also Light Infantry Men both going forward. I think they'll sit first and second, which leaves you with the big guns, Mr. Brightside and another wheel just sort of parked behind them. Another wheel's drawn barrier one. Mr. Brightside's drawn barrier five. Tom Kitten will get back, same as last start. So let's talk about Mr. Brightside. How many times do you reckon he's missed a place in the last 22 starts?
Twice.
Exactly, twice. There you go, and one of them was in the Cox Plate. But how consistent is he,
incredible.
Really? There's no holes at all in this horse. His last two runs have been super. He sat outside the speed last time and got the job done just from Tom Kitten, who flashed home. But 4 from 9 at the track and distance, it's just, you know what you're going to get
racing,
with him.
Doesn't he?
You know what you're going to get with him.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Tom Kitten. Now, the Tom Kitten's in the market there at $5. Arguably, probably should have won, a lot of people are saying last start. Mm-hmm. But Tom Kitten did get a lovely run on the rails, three back pairs. Didn't get out for a bit, but certainly saved ground, whereas Mr. Brightside was outside the leader, and did it tough. So how many wins do you reckon Tom Kitten's had in his last 10?
Probably zero. One or two.
One. Yeah. So it just highlights racing pattern, how important taking luck out of the equation is here. So that's why the difference. If you looked at that last race, you go, "How's Tom Kitten $5 and Mr. Brightside's $2.45?" But that's the difference. One from 10 against a horse that's missed a place the last two. One puts itself in the race. The other is always going to need luck. Let's talk about another wheel.
Yep.
Another wheel, $2.80. They met last time, obviously, another wheel and Mr. Brightside. I said, sitting in this exact same chair, that another wheel would sprint better than Mr. Brightside, and I'm going to say the exact same thing again. I think another wheel's got a better sprint than Mr. Brightside. Mr. Brightside's actual last 200 figures are always very consistent, but they're nowhere near elite.
Yes.
He puts himself into the race and does. He's tough.
Yeah.
He's tough. But another wheel, he's met his match in another wheel, I think, where another wheel off. The only issue that I have with another wheel, which I think another wheel is going to be a superstar, but it's off very fast tempos. I don't think you're going to get that here.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be an average tempo. Another wheel sits probably third, fourth fence.
No query the distance.
Flemington gets out. No query at this distance over 1,600 for mine. And we'll have that same sprint. I think $2.80 is a very fair price about another wheel. I think another wheel will start favourite in this race.
Ooh, that's interesting.
The other horse I want to talk about, which is the only other horse I could be on, is a Tissue.
Yes.
Very unsuited first up over 1,400 at Randwick off a slow tempo behind Fangirl. Loves Flemington.
Loves
the 1,600. Will be improved second up as well. I think $10 is round about the right mark.
Yeah.
So the only two horses I could be on are another wheel and a Tissue. I think if you're on those two, you'll be on the winner.
A Tissue's great value at $10. Fizz, what do you
got? Nothing official.
Yeah, I just wrote, I think Mr. Brightside's ready to be beaten. I'm just looking at its last run. It was just like paddling to the line. Yes, I listened to what King said outside the lead and all that. Tom Kitten probably should have won the race. I'm a little bit against Tom Kitten. I was on it last start, but just I'm not sure it'll repeat the first up fresh run that it produced. Another wheel for me is the one. It'll start favourite and I think it'll be winning.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's my opinion in the race.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on to the CUNY Stakes for the three-year-old fillies, 1,600-metre race. We've got arguably the best three-year-old filly in the land racing in this race. Let's go back and have a look at the last start. We're talking about Treasure of the Moment. This is the Angus Armanasco. Super professional win by Treasure of the Moment here. You got two Darn Lizzie and Jenny the Fox in the race as well, which Treasure of the Moment is about to go past.
So this was 1400, yeah?
Yes. So yes, really impressive in this race. Obviously, she's the Oaks winner. She's going to dominate the market. She's about to go through the line, ease down. Let's bring the market up and chat.
So Treasure the Moment's won between 1300 and 2500.
Yeah.
At a high level. So it takes a very good horse to be able to do that. That race that we just saw was 1400, stepping up to 1600. First up over 1400, Treasure the Moment got outside the lead.
Yep.
I don't think that will happen again, and I don't think Damien Lane should look to do that. There's a heap of pressure in this race, and they all come from barriers 1 through to 4. So London's Image, She Nailed It, Two Darn Lizzie, Captured by Love, all drawn 1 to 4, all go forward. It's a really, really interesting map, and I think the map will determine the winner of this race. So Damien Lane's drawn barrier 9.
Mm.
I definitely wouldn't look to get in the first 4. How far back he goes, I'm not sure. If he does look to push forward, I think he'll get caught wide and could get beat. If he looks to go back, I think the race will fall into his hands. My advice would be to go back, try and get cover, and I think at Flemington, he's going to get his chance, and Treasure the Moment, he will come over the top of them. $1.75, when you're taking those prices, you want every box ticked.
Mm.
So I don't think the price is terribly attractive. I thought that another profit back to set weights had a chance, mm-hmm. will be suited by the map as well. And Silla Cap, once again, suited by that early pace that's going to be on. I thought the $8 was pretty fair about Silla Cap.
Okay.
In summary, if Treasure of the Moment gets out in the market, could definitely be on. I think place bets and exotics, either boxing these horses and leaving Treasure of the Moment out, or either that or standing Treasure of the Moment out in exactives from these horses, are both good plays. Another profit, Sneaky Surprise.
Sneaky Sunrise.
Yep. Silla Cap. And Jenny the Fox. And the reason why I say that is the fact that Treasure the Moment, if not ridden suitably to the race pressure, could miss the first two, but also could win by 6. So I think it's a really, really interesting race for mine.
Okay. Fizz.
I agree with Kings, it's a sticky draw, but Treasure the Moment's my best bet of the day.
Oh.
I couldn't find a danger. I reckon they're all very much B graders, these other horses here. I don't think there's anyone to worry this horse. I think he'll get cover. Damien Lade will ride at a treat somewhere three wide with cover, or hopefully get in behind someone, and I think it'll just blow him away.
Okay, so that's obviously an official Saturday
set. It is an official Saturday
set. Whoa, here we go, an official.
Warming up.
Kick him off.
2 in 2 weeks in the big races.
Yes, yeah.
Let's move to Flemington Race 9, the Newmarket Handicap, and we're going to have a look at the run of Headwall in the Oakley Plate. There's Headwall back in the pink and blue sleeves, like sort of turquoise blue sleeves. Jimmy Starr's about to drop on him and go bang. There's She's Bulletproof coming in as well. Ray Magnero's in the race, and you just watch Headwall truck up here and really hit the line strongly. Let's bring the market up, and we'll start with you, King Zone.
Into
very competitive race. Maybe not the best Newmarket ever, but very competitive.
Look at all those horses down in the weights, and that's what makes this race always so interesting is the weight spread in this. And you often see those horses down in the weights, down the straight, prevail. Sixth in that race was Espionage, which had a bit of heat stress coming out of that race. In the stewards report, I think Espionage has got a bit of upside. So I just mentioned, and 50 kilos as well. Let's just talk about the horses that are the best straight horses, because I think this is very important. So Benedetta, Mahaba, Arkansas Kid,
yes,
Ray Magnerio, It's Our Time, and Shuripa. None of those horses.
Stratton Angel. Stratton Angel goes.
Stratton Angel goes all right down the straight. Yeah, definitely. But it wasn't when I just ran the stats. Those were the sort of top six. But Stratton Angel has had a lot of goes down the straight. But those were the top six that came out, including Stratton Angel. None of those horses are really, really jumping out at me. Horses that were unlucky last start. We got Jolly Star up in Sydney who sat wide. That we'll have a look at that a bit later. But sat wide and sort of. Wasn't given every hope. Yep. We just saw Headwall as well, who was unlucky, and Espionage had excuses as well coming out of that race with heat stress. So for me, nothing's ticking a lot of boxes. Nothing's really lining up. I think it's an extremely hard race. The two horses that I'm looking at to back are Jolly Star, who has never been down the straight, so mm-hmm. that's a question mark. But I'm not particularly excited about the $5 Jolly Star either, no. carrying 56. I think Jolly Star will drift. And Espionage is another horse that I think represents decent value at $14. What do you think fits?
First thing, I said anything goes here, but I did think Growing Empire, I did think it's run. I think it looks massive unders, Growing Empire at 650. I think they're going on its last prep, and it went terrible first up in that race. So it'd have to really improve for me at 650 to be in the hunt. But anyway, anything goes here. Raig Magnero came out top pick on mine again, but not overly excited to be on at $8. Headwall actually came out second pick, which is our each way play in here for the day. I thought $16 was really fair about it.
Yep.
Gatsby, Stratton Angel and Jolly Star all within a hope. You could throw a dart and land on any of them. Yeah. You might run the winner, you know.
Tough race.
Yeah.
All right, that rounds out the Flemington feature races. And, of course, we have Woofden AI for free on Saturday at Flemington, at Toowong and also Edenhope. We're also doing a mates mode pot. We're going to battle with Ladbrokes again. There it is. We've already struck a blow, Kings.
We have. We have Saturday.
We'll reveal
set
that. We'll reveal that a little bit later when you reveal your Saturday set. So always good fun, these mates mode pot. We're also doing one on the Miracle Mile. We've got Ryan Spice and Matt Leppard in to help me.
Beautiful.
So that'll be a bit of fun. Two of the best trot punters in the game. They're going to do everything they can to try and help you to win. So get involved. We're going to do a live stream, another live stream, Kings. And we'll kick it off at 3:25 p.m. on our YouTube channel. Go for about an hour and a half. Fizzy, you always love those live streams, don't you?
Can't wait for it. Let's go.
So that's what we've got to offer you on Saturday. And let's move on to our Randwick now. We're going to go look at the Randwick Guineas, a 1600 metre race. Time for an AI screen.
Royal Randwick joins the party. So let's have a look at this. So we've got Broadsiding on top it with a bullet rating of 98. Mm-hmm. Then we got a Swift Falcon not far behind at 94. And Aliana at 92. I won't talk about linebacker for the moment. But what you can see there is the difference in prices. So we've got Broadsiding $1.60. We've got Swift Falcon $4.40. And Aliana, who's a back, at $6. So seven out of the nine horses in this race met each other last start.
Mm.
Broadsiding got the negative with sort of Broadsiding for mine is the run that Broadsiding got, sat 1-1, got the complete suck run and got the money. The positive with Broadsiding is I think he's going to do exactly the same thing again here with James back McDonald
on bold, yep.
And just looks to get the right run. So the price really disturbs me about Broadsiding. I think Broadsiding's way too short. These are great horses. Swift Falcon and Aliana are proper race horses, and I think they're every bit as good. And as the distances get longer, I think they're every bit as good as Broadsiding.
Really?
Yeah. I could see Swift Falcon running in a Cox Plate later on. Swift Falcon's drawn no barriers. Always 9-10. It's been jagged back. Hawks always goes back. I read that he's looking to sit closer based on last start. He kept saying we go back, and he's got a massive opinion of this
horse
as well.
Doncaster,
yeah, it's Doncaster or the Guineas, I think, over 2,000. So, but Swift Falcon's the real deal. Aliana, two trials. Fitz, you bagged the trials last time, which you were right in saying. What do you think of Aliana's first up run?
Ran better than I thought it would first up, to be honest. Ran really well, but wasn't quite as good as Broadsiding. But, yeah, it's a proper racehorse. I prefer second up and up in distance as well.
I think both Swift Falcon and Aliana will definitely be suited stepping up to 1600. So when I look at this race, I'm thinking what horses can improve the most. Broadsiding might improve a little bit, but had all the favours last start. Swift Falcon can definitely sit closer, has got a better sprint than Broadsiding, and is suited up to 1600 and will improve second up. Aliana's more suited over 1600. From barrier three, can sit closer and has got a dynamite sprint. So my opinion in this race is that whoever gets the right run out of Swift Falcon and Aliana and can sit on Broadsiding's back will beat Broadsiding over the last 200 metres.
I
think Broadsiding will get beat in this race. If Broadsiding wins, it'll be extremely, extremely close. I think that I think if you get around $657 Aliana, it's a take, and I think Swift Falcon will drift. I think you might get around $5. If you back those two, you're going to have a beautiful book coming come jump time.
Anything more to add, Fizz?
No, I think he's identified the three runners that are the hopes in the race. I don't think there's another blowout. I know people might talk about linebacker going forwards, but just does too much wrong for me, linebacker. I'm not completely against broadsiding like Kings, but I did write Price was the main query there. Swift Falcon has to give a big start, and that's probably its biggest problem. I think it'll go back to last, even though King said he's not sure where it'll be. I think it'll be last, and it has to give broadsiding probably three lengths come around the bend. And Aliana was a big run. I'm just not sure it's as good as Swift Falcon and broadsiding.
Okay.
So for me, it's probably third pick. But look, I've got broadsiding top pick, but am I betting? No.
Yeah, okay. I'm not against broadsiding. I just think that I just think broadsiding is less chance of getting beat than winning. Yeah, so I've got
more like an
black
even
odds. Yeah, absolutely. So it's more of a price thing.
Yep.
No worries. All right, let's move on to the race of the day, the Canterbury Stakes, a 1,300-metre race up at Randwick. Group one, a lot of the sprinters, middle-distance horses. Let's have a little bit of a look at a replay. So this is at Jolly Star in the Expressway. You've got Magic Time out the back there in the Yulong colours. Jolly Star had a tough run, as you said, and then the second the Magic Time gets some clear galloping room, it goes bang. Now, Fizza, in pre-production, you said to me that Magic Time shouldn't be favourite. We're watching its last start here. We're going to put the market up right now. Tell me why it shouldn't be favourite.
I just think there's a lot of really good horses in this race, and I know you've got to have something as favourite. I just couldn't find a Magic Time being that short. I didn't think that was the A1 lead-up race into this race, and that's the main reason. There's a lot of unknowns here with good horses first up.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you have fave?
Oh, I'd have Sunshine in Paris in Switzerland in front of it. I mean, I'd have Here to Shock a bit closer. I don't know what they're doing with Chow Wolf going back in distance. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit confused there. I really like the horse Steffi Magnetica.
They probably just need to get a run into Chow Wolf.
Yeah, but must be that. I mean, I can see Chow Wolf being
Doncaster,
big, big.
They want to run it in the Doncaster.
I think it's going to be way bigger on the weekend price-wise.
Yeah.
Chow Wolf.
Yeah, it's half a barrier trial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Chris Wallace said his best bet all across Australia this weekend, you know what it is? Militarise.
Oh, really? Yeah, wow. Yeah. Militarise. There's not a huge amount of pace here. I think Royal Patronage will go forward. Here to Shock goes forward as well. Pericles will probably sit third. Mm-hmm. The three horses that I'm interested in backing, definitely Sunshine in Paris. Three from four first up, two good trials. What's a bit worrying is the barrier 12. Does Chad go back? What do you reckon, Fitz? Chad goes back because Sunshine could sit, try and get in fifth or sixth, but then you're running the risk of getting trapped wide.
Yeah, I would hope. I think they will go back because people love being negative from wide gate. But I think three wide with cover is the place they should be looking to be with it.
Mm. Magic Time, I could definitely be on. I do agree that Magic Time will drift. I think we'll get $5, but I think Magic Time's just such a consistent
horse. It is a good horse. It is a good horse.
These are such good horses.
And it gets a lovely run too, Magic Time, just behind the speed. I think that barrier six is perfect for Magic Time. The other horse that I'm interested in, Steffi.
Stradbroke winner.
Yeah, $8.50 or $9 each way. I'd back Steffi Magnetica each way. Bjorn Baker as well. Zach Lloyd, what a combination that is. For me, Switzerland sort of, I don't know, it seems a bit short, all of these spruik horses. And if you take the Coolmore win out of Switzerland's form, for me there's not a lot of substance there. I need to see Switzerland do it against the big cats first. And
it was devastating second up at Randwick back in the spring before he went on to the Coolmore.
What did he beat though? What did he beat? This is big time racing.
Yeah.
And Growing Empire and Switzerland and Jolly Star to a certain degree. They need to deliver on the big stage, and now's the time to stand up. They're always in the market. They've been very costly to punters. So I'm going against Switzerland in this race, and I'm Sunshine in Paris from Magic Time and Steffi.
Okay, fantastic. We're going to do just some little mini feature races now. So I thought we might just talk about the Todman quickly. So it's obviously for the two-year-olds. Woden gets another chance to convince everyone that he deserves to be a favourite for the Golden Slipper.
Mm.
There's the market up there.
Mm.
225. What do we say, King's Own?
I'm keen on Woden. I spoke about Chris Waller, and I wish I'd spoken about it before Woden's last run, but how negative he can be out of wide barriers. So we saw Woden went right back,
yeah.
Sat three wide with no cover. So it was a very tough run. I would completely pen that Silver Slipper run.
Okay.
I think this is a different race. One run into a Golden Slipper, 1,100 up to 1,200. Gets pace on here. There's a lot of pace with North England in this race as well.
Yep.
Barrier 5, J-Mac back on. My best bet of the day.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
And he's an official Saturday set tip.
Oh, Fizz. You team Wotan or
I'm
team
Wotan? I'm team Wotan. I think Wotan will win this race and win the Golden Slipper, and it'll win this impressively.
Okay, if he does win impressively, what price will he be in the Slipper?
About the same price.
Wow, that'd be short. Can't remember the last time we had something that short. What horses has he got to beat in the Slipper? It does seem pretty light on.
Year,
it's
going to
be this is the most fascinating race of the day.
This
because
is.
It's going to be so telling what, in what happens with the Golden
Slipper. You were against Wotan. You thought Wotan should be $8 for the slipper after you saw it live. I don't know if you've reassessed that, but because a few have failed since. But what do you think in this race?
I'd love to see Wotan come out and win well.
What do you think's going to happen?
I would much rather back Baywatch or Bevacht. Yeah. I don't mind the.
So you're going
6-4. I don't mind the. Melbourne form of Tycoon Star and Tenterus. Yeah, if I was there, I'd be going 6-4. When they all followed me, I'd be out to 7-4, and I'd fill the bag at 7-4.
I think there'll be plenty of layers out there. I wouldn't be jumping into 225. I think there'll be a few against Wotan for sure. But
I just didn't like the way Wotan didn't accelerate at all in that tough run it had. But you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what's happening on Saturday. And we've got one other little thing. Just have a bit of a Bo Peep at, and that is the Kiwi. New Zealand's version of the Everest. It's the first time they've done it. It's over in Ellerslie. It's a 1,500-metre race for three odds. I think it's $3.5 million worth of prize money. A slot race. You can see those first four on the market there. Three of them are Australian. We know Evaporate. We know Public Attention. We know Perfumist as well. I think it goes on. It's on at 2:30 in the afternoon on Saturday.
Huge run last start.
Who would you back there, Kingzone?
Evaporate for sure. Massive, okay. Massive run last start. Caught three wide on speed.
Yeah.
So you draw Barrier 10. I wasn't aware of this race till you told me this morning, but I was on Public Attention last start. Thought he's pretty disappointing, drawn 14 there, but yeah, I'm definitely with Evaporate in this.
Fizz, what do you like there?
He didn't know this race was going on, so I haven't had a look at it, but King says Evaporate was a good run. I'll trust him on that.
It was big.
Yeah, right. Big.
In we go. All right, can I please get the rest of your official Saturday set?
You certainly may. So we're three officials today. Randwick race 4, number 5, one which we've spoken about.
Yes.
Let's stay at Randwick race 6, number 2. Now, I smell a bit of a rat here. Okay. We've got Hoisted coming down from Queensland with a horse who sprints very well over 1,000 metres, Uncommon James. $12 is great value. Two trials up in Queensland. I think... $12 is really, really
you
good
can
each
have
way value.
With Ladbrokes.
Oh, they've rolled it out in my face.
What price are you, Fizz, this one?
No, I did this last week. I'm not going to play the lay game, but I didn't like Uncommon James.
So you don't think you can win?
Probably a really good hope.
Yeah. Yeah, well, $13. You can't go too far wrong at 13.
What am I going to get out of it?
At 13. Now, let's talk about the pots bet.
Ooh.
Flemington race 4, number 6, Fancify is my third official Saturday set tip. This Forgive Last Start, where Fancify went, Todd Panel went too hard in front early and it was pouring down rain. Flemington, 1,400 is her go. She'll go straight to the front again. Bowditch back on, goes really well on the horse. And what have we done on the – we had something on for the pot?
We're on for the pot, yep. So,
beautiful.
First struck our first blow with that one.
Yep. Well, I think the early price will come in. Especially if it's leaderish there at Flemington. So those are my three. I'm pretty confident. Over to Fitz.
Yeah, okay. My first one was race 8, number 1 in Melbourne, Treasure of the Moment. So we've been there and talked about that. So I like another one in Flemington, race 6, number 3, called Middle Earth. This horse is a first up European stayer.
Yeah.
For Mar.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, trialed enormous. I really liked its trial. I think it'll go to the front, and I think at $5 we'll get a really good run for our money.
Great.
So happy to be on it. And then I've gone to Randwick, race 2, number 3, a horse called Zaitong. I love this horse. It's a good horse. It's a trier.
Yep.
Its last trial was enormous, something I like looking at in before I have a bet, and the way it hit the line in the trial, I hope it hits the line the same way on Saturday. And then I'm going to Bjorn Baker, race 10, number 8. She's an A-lister. This horse has been going really good, just missed last start, and I think around the 650 we'll get a good run for our money on that one. I've got a shorty in Adelaide, race 8, number 5, Bakil. They did put up 220, so it's hard to steer people into 150, but I think you'll see bigger than that on Saturday if you bet best of the best.
Sounds like a few multis there to me. A few multis.
Put it in your multis.
Ankle
a few
morals.
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 Morals. Yeah.
And Woten. Mal.
Yeah, yeah, Woten, there you go. Three shorties, that and Treasure of the Moment. Mm. Bang, home you go.
This episode is brought to you by our good mates at Ladbrokes. Ladbrokes has you covered with all the best racing features so you can own this autumn carnival. You can support the show by joining Ladbrokes today and using the code GALLOP. And if you want the ultimate social betting experience, be sure to check out Ladbrokes Mates Mode, where you can chat, share and bet with your mates. We've even started our own Wolfden Mates Mode group, and you can join the action by using the join code UPTHEDEN25. So check out Mates Mode and download the Ladbrokes app this autumn carnival.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Punter of the year for February. The results are in. How did Johnny Chamon go?
Who's the winner?
Jason Howe.
Wow. Congratulations.
Well done, Jace.
Phenomenal
work.
Performance.
Yeah, 3,500. Wow. And Jay Sham. Jay Sham into second. He won in January. He's run second in February. What a great effort. And Craig Morton there in third.
Always
with 2,200.
Yeah.
Yep.
Plenty of winning punters on the Den.
So many.
I will say that. There's plenty.
If you want to go follow them, jump on the Den and away you go. Copy their bets. I think that's about it. Yeah.
Let's go bet.
Let's go bet. And to people who are in the eye of Cyclone Alfred, we are thinking of you. Stay safe. Stay inside. Watch sport. Bet. It looks pretty nasty up there. But we're thinking of you all and stay safe. And hopefully we'll see some of you in the live stream. And everybody else out there, up the Den. See you on Saturday.